anything other than bring an apple pie, some rolls, and an appetizer. So I am all about that.
That sounds good to me.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jamie. What time is Jason's call with you today?
It is at 3 p.m. Central.
That's what I thought, because I'm going to pop in on that.
Yeah, you want to come at the beginning or at the end?
First 30 or second 30?
What do you think would be most effective?
Probably the first 30. Yeah,
okay.
And then we can go over strategy, and then I can hash it out with him as far as timelines go that I don't think you necessarily need to be there for some of those pieces.
Cool, okay. Sounds good.
Success. Taking ass and taking names. All right, so Lane's here.
You've got it.
I heard Arian and Karen. Monica just said she's going to be a few minutes late. Brian's here too?
Yes, I'm on.
Killer. All right. I did hear Arian, right? It wasn't Brian.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Making sure.
Hi.
I'm in on myself. So we're waiting for Scott. Is he on yet? Ooh. Isn't that sad when I'm
not
excited that he's on? I'm like, ooh, I want to sweat. Like, you get to, oh, man.
You're like,
Scott?
I get to call Alyssa.
Oh, man. I know, exactly. That's what I was excited about. How sad is that? Was that you, Scott?
Nope. Yeah, that was me.
Oh, it is you. Man, I was going to get Alyssa on the phone. You were a minute late. Man, all right.
Oh, man.
I know.
She's right here, too.
Hi.
She says hi.
A minute's okay. You can slap him later. It's so sad that I like that so much. Okay. So we're going to go over wins and accountability for the week. Arian, I'm going to have you start. What are your wins and accountability for this past week?
So it was a little bit of a grinding week. You know, one of those weeks where, you know, you just put in a lot of work and nothing seemed to quite go right. But the biggest win, I would say, is, you know, we've been having some sort of adaptation issues with the new hire that we had and kind of trying to get that straight. And, you know, we made some really good progress this week. So I'm liking how the team's working together. And, you know, it's – I mean, these types of weeks are part of the business and part of the work. You know, if it was easy every week, then everybody would join in and it wouldn't be that lucrative, right? So, but overall, a pretty good week. And I wrote, which is good. So,
ooh, that's what I care about. That's amazing. And what's tough is when we don't have KPIs or tangible things for, like, the new hire adaptation issues. You're like, oh, I can't see at the end of the week that it actually got better, even though, of course, it did, or you're assuming it did.
Right.
It's hard to see the progress on that. So I totally get it. And, yes, that's why we're here, because we all get it. We all. Because last week you had an amazing big win, amazing, wonderful. And this week you're like, oh, yeah, wait. You had two small wins, which is awesome. All right, Karen, you're up next. What are your wins and accountability for the week?
So wins for me, actually, I had two. So one, the first one was my hot seat and call with you, Jamie, last week. Like, that really just put me on, like, such a great trajectory, feeling really good about that. And then, you know, you guys helped me with all this great momentum and vibrations out into the universe. At the end of the week, one of my clients, the one I've been telling you about that's buying the internet radio station, she contacted me and said that the lady that's selling the station, who also has a bunch of other businesses, lives right here in Michigan, just like 45 minutes from me. So she did an introduction. We exchanged some emails, and we're actually having lunch on December 2nd. She's excited to talk to me about how I can help her with online marketing. So that is like a whole different level of client, exactly what I've been talking to all of you about, and I think it's going to be a really great connection.
That's insane. That's what we talked about last week. We were like, oh, let's find one client in this. You don't necessarily need to get them right the second because you're full, but we want somebody like this. And you're like, oh, by the way, ta-da. Oh,
my God. Yeah. Yeah.
I love
and
it.
And accountability, 3 out of 3. I was on fire last week. Really just felt just so in alignment, so good and clear. On, instead of feeling foggy and overwhelmed, not that way at all last week. Last week was a great week.
Yes. You gave me goosebumps. I love that. It's so funny how when you're stuck in the weeds or whatever it is and you don't have that clarity, it's so much harder to achieve even the simple things. But when you're on fire and rare and ready to go, you're like, how come everything just seems to go so easy? Huh, what a surprise. Yeah, we care about how you feel for sure. I can tell, Karen. I love it. Brian, you're up next. So what are your wins and accountability for the week?
So my wins are, I feel like I've had a slow week, kind of like Arion, but I've got a lot of things kind of like the calm before the storm, hopefully. So I finally got all the paperwork done for Keller Williams and finally moving forward with that situation. Really finally got his stuff ironed out again on his deal so we can move forward on that one. I've also connected with one of my clients is the financial teacher at Rice, and he's a wealth manager. So I have a few clients to do that, and I've actually created brochures for them that I just got done today to go into their client packets for free consultations for their clients as a value add. So I've been reaching out to more of my higher-end clients that have either luxury real estate stuff or wealth builders to start putting some more legs out into my community to start changing some things up and getting some different ideas and some different looks of people, because I'm really looking to step up the people that I'm getting to serve right now. I'm kind of tired of sitting on my computer all day long having conversations with people. So I'm changing some things up, and finally we'll have our sales page back on the 27th so we can start running traffic to that. So I finally feel I have some light at the end of my tunnel. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Awesome. Killer. So, and I got your text also. I knew you were, I think it was like last night. He was like, okay, so what can I do for your group of people? I was like, go, Brian. You're like raring and ready to go. I love it. If I got one, I'm sure a bunch of other people got that too, which is killer. Laying out the upcoming year, I think would be awesome, especially on the affiliate side for you. That way we can make sure it's not just a one-to-one is also awesome, but laying out the plan for a little bit more than, you know, just this month, but like next month, the month after, to make sure we're lining some of that stuff up. Cause I know some of the projects take a little longer than we, expect for sure. Awesome.
Yeah. That's a for sure focus for me is affiliate stuff this next year.
Killer. All right. Scott, you are the affiliate man, but your wins and accountability for the week.
We've had a lot of good wins. It feels like we're still in the grind trying to close everything between now and Thanksgiving. So we are totally in harvest mode. All the work we've been doing for the last, forever, we're now harvesting. So did 20-ish sales calls, 20-something sales calls, I think, last week, and got those all in various different stages. So that should be really, really helpful. On the same token, ended up talking to a bunch of people that made it through the cracks somehow as well, and learned that I don't ever want to do that again. That's too much time for not really being able to help them. And then we had almost 2,500 leads come into the business in the last 30 days. So that is by far, way more than we've never had more than 1,000 before. So that's awesome. Part of them are, you know, just not a good fit for our normal clients, but that's okay. It's still a massive milestone, and we're still getting to do some business with those folks. So really excited about that. And because of that, too, the podcast is growing as well, or continuing to grow.
Two and a half times your biggest. Because, you know, that's what we do here. That's ridiculously impressive, Scott. And you're leaving soon, so I'm sure you're like, okay, chomping at the bit. Let's close as much as we can before we go. Give me an update, too, at the end of this month, because I really want to know, because I know you're trying to hit specific numbers in the business. So if I can help you before the month closes so you can make sure you're hitting your numbers on that, please let me know. Okay.
Yeah, I have just barely can't come up for breathe. Last week was literally booked every minute of every single day. But yes is the short answer to that. And we should still be able to, we've got everything to be able to hit 34,000 this month and just need to pull it in to make sure that people can pay in time and everything else. So
my fingers are crossed. Okay. So yes, getting ahead of that, very important. And then let me know if you need anything once you get ahead of that. Okay. But doing it before November 30th, very important, just so that way you can actually check that box. I know you already know this, but just so you know, I'm here. Ready? Go.
Cool.
Okay.
Hey,
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. Go.
No, I'm good.
Okay, good.
There's more wins, but I'm good.
Don't let me shut down wins. I mean, come on. Unless you're saving them for next week because this week's Thanksgiving. That's fine, too. All right. Is Monica on yet? I know she's coming a few minutes late. It's 11:11. I didn't hear a beep, so I will check in with her. Oh, she said, yep, she's going to be perfect. Okay, so let's move on to Lane, and I can chat with Monica in between if she's not here yet. So, Lane, first of all, what are your wins and accountability for the week? And I love what we're hot seating on today, so make sure everybody goes in the Facebook post and read it out exactly what she needs. We got to deliver. So go ahead, Lane, wins accountability first and then hot seat.
So accountability, my big thing was to reach out to 10 people from my freshman dorm, and I did not do it. So I have zero for zero.
What?
Zero for one.
Wait,
on the
what?
Accountability.
Wait.
I did not do it.
Okay, why?
Because I was slammed with work, which was good, but not an excuse.
Is it not an yeah. So wait, is that true? Is that actually true?
It actually, I did have a couple 10-plus hour days. I had one 13-hour day.
Okay.
One of my clients is in launch mode, and he left everything for the last minute, and my family was like, okay, if you aren't making money, then come be with us, which I totally get. So I'm okay with the fact that I didn't do it, but I'm also not okay if it slips again, if you know what I mean.
Was
like,
that
I
mean?
Do know I was.
I hope that wasn't
was that
me.
Mean?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't you.
Go shit. What is that?
You can't ever
do that. No.
You.
Okay,
nope,
so
Navin is in launch right now. So
I get it. And if you're doing 13-hour days, I get it also. Because you know the excuse where, oh, well, you could have done it last night, right? But I totally understand your family.
Oh, totally.
Stuff. So what do you want? Because we're not using singing for you anymore because you want, like, we're not doing that. Even if it's our pain, no. So next week, if you do not email those people, what do you want your consequence to be?
Ooh, the worst thing would be some kind of routine, like boring job that you make me do. Like other people's account expenses.
Are you annoyed with yours also?
Oh, I hate doing my
my
tech stuff.
Well, it's sad.
Or you know what else I hate doing is calling people on the phone. You can make me do cold calls.
Oh, okay. You'll have to do 10 cold calls next week.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good one because that would be super painful, but also that would be really good if I did have to do it. So,
well,
I
don't want one that time. Gotta, maybe I'm going to make you do it anyway. No, okay. All right. Well, maybe we'll have two consequences for you. I'll make up something else. So how many people from your college are you going to email so that way I can get exact
10.
Numbers? Okay, 10.
And let's do 15 because I didn't do 10, so I'm going to do 15.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to do 15. If you don't do it, Jamie's going to come up with another consequence.
All right.
And you'll have to do cold calling because the cold calling is kind of a good thing, but I'm going to come up with something else. Not singing.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Not singing.
It's gonna have something to do with you making you post on Facebook or something like that you didn't do what you're supposed to do.
Okay. All right.
Which I know you don't like, because you're words of affirmation lady and you want positive affirmations. So,
yeah. Okay. It'd be like the dog shaming pictures where I have to hold a sign.
Yes, maybe we'll do that.
I did not do my
up. It'll be great. I didn't do my homework. My dog ate it. Okay. I got so good. I'm already, my job is so fun. All right. Okay. So that was your accountability. Good job for owning up to that, because pat yourself on the back. I'm very impressed. And tell us your wins for the week, and then let's dive into your
I got a new client who's a different sort of client, which it's actually somebody I met at the SumoCon thing who does SEO. He's down in Australia. He referred me to one of his clients, so it's like a further connection, which is kind of nice. So I'm expanding beyond, and he has a company where he and his partner consult with software companies and financial institutions on creating software products and things like that. So it's very different, and I think it's going to be really good, and they need some help with content strategy. So that's what I'm doing for them. So it's not straight writing. It really is more the strategic stuff that I like to do as well. So that was good. That's going to kick in the next little bit here. They're ready to go. So so that was exciting. And I got another referral today, actually, from – I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and then I got another referral today from Deacon, which was awesome.
See, you getting to know people in person, Lane, everybody loves you. So the
fact that
somebody in a conference can refer you and haven't used you yet, but can feel trust in order to refer to one of their clients to you, by the way, is really freaking impressive. So pat yourself on the back for that. Yeah. But also let's make sure that conferences are a big part or you meeting people, I should say, is a big part, because I think that is a huge win-win for you.
Yeah, I really enjoy it too, so I think that's good.
Yay.
Okay, so
perfect.
I'm excited about that.
Move us into your hot seat. How can we help you best?
Okay, so what I want to do, as much as I love the one-on-one client services that I do, there is a cap as to how many hours I can work, so I want to create a stream of more passive revenue that can scale a little bit easier. And what I would like to do is in the spring time frame launch a beta on copywriting. And I haven't spelled it out specifically yet, because I want to get to know the people who are pulled to me, who end up on the list, and make something that's more tailored for them. So I'm not coming to it with, this is my product, this is who it's for. It's more like, okay, I'm going to start building this list and see what they need, because I can adapt according to what they need. So Karen and I had a great conversation when she was out here, and she helped me lay out some ideas for that. So what I had done was, what I need to do is develop a list that's specifically oriented towards people who want to hear about sales copy, sales writing, business communication. So I wrote a blog post on 12 reasons your sales page isn't converting, and I think it's a really good blog post, very meaty and valuable. And then I have a content upgrade that's a checklist that people can opt in to the list to get. And I want to promote that using Facebook ads, and I have no idea, like the whole thing is just so overwhelming, and then I fall into the whole thing about it's got to be perfect, and then I get overwhelmed and blah, blah, blah. So I need some guidance in that area. Like how do I actually set this thing up?
You know, I have lots of thoughts on this, so I'm going to let everybody dive in first, because I mean, you can always recap afterwards. So unleash the power, guys.
So I do have something with my limited Facebook knowledge, only from hanging around Kurt so long and watching him do our stuff.
Yeah.
The most important thing you can be focused on is really making sure that your lead-in video has got a very high relevancy score, like a 9 or a 10. If you've got a 9 or a 10, that's going to take your lead cost way down. That's what allows us to get 1 cent retargeting views on all the people that like our page or raise their hand for more information.
Okay, so couple things for me to point out there. What's the lead-in video and what's the relevancy score? I'm curious.
So,
I don't know any
Got
of
it. All right. So that's a good, good question. So my lead-in video, and you know because you have an idea of our business, my lead-in video is my purple sweet potato video.
Okay.
Okay, so with whatever audience you're looking to create, finding the relevancy score that threads all those people together, and they'll tell
okay.
you once you start using that to run traffic, or you can go through the back of your Facebook little back page and look at the insights
mm-hmm.
on it, and it'll tell you the relevancy score of it. Like, you could probably go through and look at any videos that you've already posted and look at the relevancy score on all of those, and that'll kind of give you an idea. But a relevancy
okay.
score, is that's the one that's most important, because that says the content that you're putting out is directly relevant to the people that are coming to your page.
Okay.
So a 10 is as high as you can get.
So if I have, I've had a Facebook group, but it's been more, it hasn't been, this, like if I'm starting from scratch
mm-hmm.
and I haven't done anything yet, what, like assume I don't have a Facebook page or Facebook group.
Then what, you're just going to have to start from organic and go through there and think about
okay.
all the pain points of your people
okay.
and figure out what that is and put it into a video format and see how it performs over a couple of days and just keep your eyes on it and kind of see what the relevancy
okay.
scores. And you'll tell by the engagement and things like that too. And one of the important things too is if you're asking for people to engage in the video, that's going to boost the amount of people that actually see your video pretty significantly.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
So Lane, this is Kieran. So initially, you're going to have a Facebook page to do advertising.
Right.
You have to have one to do it.
I do have a page. It just hasn't been oriented towards the copy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I have a page with like over 1,000 people that's been around for a year plus.
Okay. Okay. Just to piggyback on what Brian just said. So a relevancy score, like there is a relevancy score for each and every single ad that you do, whether it's video,
mm-hmm.
whether it's, you know, text copy. Are you planning on doing a video?
I hadn't. I was going to do what you and I had discussed about doing ads to the blog post. But I'm
right.
open to doing anything that's going to get me more traffic.
Right. So a couple things. So text in your situation at the moment, just a static image with some text would be a lot
mm-hmm.
easier, quicker,
yeah.
and faster for you to get up and started. And then you could do a
mm-hmm.
video in the next week or two, right? And then
okay.
push that up. For your ad, you're going to want to make sure that you're doing clicks to website when,
okay.
since you're sending somebody to a blog post. But I'll
okay.
be completely honest with you. You can dump a boatload of money into Facebook ads that don't get you anywhere since you're
right.
uneducated in how to set up Facebook ads. If
totally.
I were you, I mean, I'm, you know, I mentioned to you a couple of Facebook course options,
mm-hmm.
But truthfully, I mean, you're on a time frame here. It would be worth your investment to get someone that knows how to do Facebook advertising to help
mm-hmm.
you get this set up at least initially
okay.
because it's just too easy to just dump thousands of dollars
right.
really quickly with no results
because
right. it's just such a sophisticated platform now and you might as well get the benefit of someone making sure that that pixel is on your website and that it is working so that you can do retargeting later when you want to promote your program and things like that so that you're getting the best bang for your buck with Facebook
mm-hmm.
marketing that you can possibly get right from the get-go.
Okay.
Probably not the answer
Agreed.
You wanted, but yeah, it's just too risky to try to do this yourself when you don't have any background in Facebook advertising.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth whatever, you know, I can give you a recommendation of someone that I use. It obviously sounds like Brian has someone that he uses. We know Jamie had someone that came to the retreat. So there are a lot of options with people that have, you know, that we can refer to you that you know are good people that actually know what they're doing. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, I would seriously consider that.
what am I going to have to pay for that? I mean, ballpark, because I know there are people who charge $10,000 for that, and there are people who charge $100 for that. I mean, in the value, to some extent, their experience is going to be coordinated with that, but correlated. But also, just like you can spend a lot of money on the ads, you can spend a lot of money on people to set that up.
Right. So I think you're right. There is a huge range for sure. And I would, you know, have conversations with whoever you can get referrals for and see what their program. Like the gal I use, it just depends on how many ads you want her to run. Like basically how many campaigns, you want her to set up for you. One campaign is this, two campaigns is this. And so, I don't know how the other people structure it. But, you know, I really feel strongly about this for you, for sure.
Right, right. No, I'm not arguing with that at all. I just don't know, like, if I've got $1,000 budget total, so, like, and I have to spend $1,000 of it setting up the ads, then I don't have anything.
Well, that's why I would, so most of the Facebook ads people that I work with are 3 months, $1,000 to $1,500 a month plus ad spend. So, so that doesn't seem in doable for you. So there's a couple options.
No,
one, I would either chat with Karen's person if they could do it ad hoc. Hey, I just want to do it, run a test. How much would it cost for you to set up the test? Right, Deacon used to do that. He doesn't do that anymore. Or I chat with Deacon about going, hey, Deacon, do you want me to do some copywriting for your ads for people? I'm really good at it.
Right.
You set up my stuff. I don't know if he'll trade or not. But that would be the other piece, because you're right. It will.
Okay.
Most of the people I know that are actually good at what they do are at least $1,000 to just do one setup, because they need to know your avatar. It takes a lot to, it takes a lot to set up these things. So either running a trade, or if Karen knows somebody that you can just pay a couple $100 to. Otherwise, you might get somebody not good, because I've gone down that path before also, and that's not worth it either.
Yeah.
So, Karen, do you know, so you trust your person? I would love an intro to them, too, because I feel like it's hard to find really good Facebook ads people that are willing to do it for less than $1,500 a month.
Yeah, I do trust her. I think she has, I would give her a rating of about a 7.5 or an 8 from skill level. I think, like, for super complicated funnels and things like that, I don't think she'd be your girl. But I do think she's exactly what Lane needs, for sure. I'm happy to share the resource in our group. And Lane, she's in, where is she? Not the Philippines, but somewhere else. So when you get the conversion, I think it's, like, less than 300. For the month, and she will monitor one campaign for you. So she'll set up and monitor one campaign for you. You'll have to be involved on your end, just making sure that the pixels are in place, but then she'll test them for you and tell you if there's any glitches and how to fix it. So you'll have to get involved a little bit, but I do think you can handle that, and of course I can help you if you run across something that's holding you up. But for what you're looking for, budget-wise and ability-wise, I think she's a good fit for you.
Okay. All right. Great. Great. Thank you. Okay. That helps.
Do we have any direction, too, on what – so I know Brian sort of mentioned a couple of things that she could test – I know Scott, most of you guys have run Facebook ads before. And so what have you really seen is the most bang for your buck that she might be able to do for her audience also, just so that way when she does find somebody that's going to do this, she can give somewhat of a strategic direction, like she knows what she talked about a little bit. That way we've got us. Well, it's also like if your Facebook ads person isn't great, but you know the strategy that has worked for other people, that's helpful too. So does anyone have anything? I know Brian was talking about the lead-in video and stuff. Does anyone have anything else that might be helpful for Lane on that side?
Hey, Lane, I'll share with you my strategy if you would like for me to.
Yeah.
Of what we're doing, save you some time and some money, hopefully, because I can tell you that if you're just boosting close, you're wasting your money.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about who your audience is when you create your audience, here's exactly how ours is set up. So when someone likes our page off my purple sweet potato video. Each night when we do a training, so we do four free trainings a week at 7 o'clock Central Time. Chris does two and I do two. When I'm done with that, I'll boost that post, like today being Monday, I'll boost my post to Sunday.
Wait, say
okay,
that again?
So, yeah, I'll boost my post all the way to Sunday for $10 a day.
Okay.
Now what happens is we're getting 200 plus new page likes a day right now. So what happens is when someone raises their hand, they see my purple sweet potato video, they're immediately retargeted with my training video that I do anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
And all those people see that video for 1 cent a piece. So what happens from that point is they can either go into, if they get onto our email list, whatever, or if they, a lot of the times it's me having conversations with them throughout the day just via Facebook.
And eventually
getting some of them on the phone. So that's how our stuff is set up right now with our back end being created. Once that's done, that will allow us to be a lot more leveraged and a lot more scalable.
Right, right. Okay, great. Thank you. Scott, do you have any words of wisdom? I know yours was kicking up. I know you pushed pause on your face.
Yeah, thinking about it, we actually were really, really similar. What we did was really, really similar to what Brian's describing. We used a couple of different pieces of content, but the idea was the same. Like, do something that calls everybody out that is interested in what it is that you provide. Like, do something to, as Brian said, get them to raise their hand. And then after they actually raise their hand, that's where you put a longer piece of content or a more engaged content that requires, a different level of engagement, and then push them further down the funnel. In our case, within 2 to 3 steps, we were trying to get them to register for a webinar, and then we were trying to retarget to remind them to get to the webinar. And then, after they watched the webinar, we were trying to retarget to be able to get them to purchase. And we saw at the front side of the funnel, we saw really, really good traction where we could move people through each step of that process. But we weren't seeing enough sales on the back end to keep going. And I didn't have the time and bandwidth to work with our Facebook guy to create really good campaigns.
Okay. How did your person charge? Like, what was their formula for... was it a flat fee or was it a percentage, or how did they figure that out?
So I negotiated him down to, because I started talking to him months and months ago, I negotiated him down to like Guardy for $500, but normally he charged $1,500 a month.
Of course you negotiated him down.
I know, that's a shock and surprise.
Yep.
So the last month I was working with him, I paid $1,500 and we said, look, if we can't make it at least neutral or very, very close to neutral, then it doesn't make sense for me to spend the time.
Right. Now. Right. Okay. Cool. Thanks.
I will say, though, he was he would take whatever I gave him and run with it. It's just I couldn't give him enough to be successful. We didn't have our funnel figured out enough in order to make it work really, really well. But, man, he was so, so good at just taking whatever I gave him and then turning that into something amazing.
Mm-hmm. You mean in terms of, like, copy and ideas for images?
Yeah, he'd just take videos that we had already done, and he would have his editor take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just my
very
funnel
cool.
Was, well, I mean, yeah, you worked with our funnel. It was in shambles at the time, so it didn't make the most sense since we were changing stuff.
Gotcha. Cool. Thank you.
So the other thing that I think that could be helpful for you right now, though I want to make sure we have enough time and stuff like that, is to go over who these people are that you're really looking to do this beta with and figure out what that maybe first video is and or what the ads are somewhat going to consist of. That way you have kind of an idea If we can help you with that. Otherwise, what else can we, like, we could go down the other list building ideas also. But I want to make sure you have exactly what you need for the Facebook stuff, because it is a new thing for you, and it's kind of a pain in the
right.
butt to test, for sure.
Right.
Straws, especially if you don't know your avatar extremely well.
Yes.
So I just want to sort of put that out there for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll probably be piggybacking at this point because I don't know them, and that's part of the issue. So,
I just went, guess what those cold calls next week are going to be, Lane?
So, I do know other copywriters who I can piggyback on and target their groups and that sort of thing, just to see who responds. It's almost like this test to see, okay, I'm putting this out here, who comes, and then developing the profile from who it resonates with, which is in my experience, like, you can, it can take a little bit longer, but it just seems like every time in my past that I've gone into it thinking this is who this is aimed at, that's not who ends up coming. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, I'm doing this for this avatar, and then it actually appeals to somebody very different. I don't know if that makes sense.
I understand that.
Yeah, like I was going to say, yep. Like Brian's situation, it's like the women just keep coming. I can't beat them up with a stick.
So I'm talking to myself here.
So I don't want to I don't necessarily
for
want
sure.
I know it'll take longer, but since I don't have a product that's done and
figured
I need
out,
to
yeah.
market to somebody.
Yep.
I feel like
so
there's a little more leeway there.
There's two schools of thought, right? One is the John Dumas, like, you know, you build it, you build them, and then you sell, then you figure out what to sell them. Though he
right.
knew what, you at least know what piece to go, what avenue to go down. You're copywriting going after this. He knew podcasting
yeah.
was his
yep.
thing. The other thing, though, is getting really clear on who we think it might be. Just so that way we can have one angle to target at, and then you'll know whether it was a yay or nay. Because the one problem that I see, just so you know, when people go down the path of let's see who comes in, I think
mm-hmm.
that's good, but sometimes it's an amalgam of a whole bunch of different people. And so very
right.
ask funnel method, right? Yes, we're gonna want to start pulling people in, and we're going to have to bucket them. But I want to be honing in on which bucket we're going after first. So, for example,
right.
I've just had this happen so many times with clients of mine, so I'm trying to preempt some of this stuff for you, where
mm-hmm.
a lot of writers are broke, right? So I had a client
right.
in this space, and she was attracting broke people. Like, she was trying to pay, I think it was like 20 bucks for her thing, and nobody wanted to spend $20. We're like, what's happened here? Or even Kendra. Kendra had a website. Some of you guys know Kendra, but she had a website which is all about productivity and, like, increasing and all this sort of stuff. She couldn't sell them a $20 anything either. And she was like, man, I worked my butt off trying to get this piece, right? And nobody was willing to pay for what she thought she could offer. They wouldn't pay for anything, actually. She was like, I could do a challenge. I could do this. I could do that. I could teach them so much. And nobody was willing to pay for anything. So that's the only
mm-hmm.
thing I want to make sure we're cautioning on, is that the avatar that we think we want to go after, we want them to have money. That makes sense?
Right.
Or at least
right.
enough money
right.
to make this worth it for you. Because if you
right.
are targeting somebody and they can only spend 50 bucks, that's a lot of $50 things that you have to sell
yeah.
in order to make it worth it for you. Make sense?
Right. Yes. So I think it's I'm not necessarily targeting – I would say I'm not targeting broke writers. Instead, I would be targeting maybe those other people that I mentioned in my post.
Yep.
VAs who are already successful and want to brush up on their copywriting skills so they can then offer that as an additional service. And business owners who aren't at the level, maybe they're not at the six-figure level where they can hire me directly, but mm-hmm. they have money to spend to make themselves better at what they're selling. So they do have some level. I don't want to deal with the broke
yep.
writers.
Just one option for you to take a look at. So there's a site called copyhackers.com. Do you know that site?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Do you know her?
Copy Hackers. Oh, you know what? I'm thinking Freedom Hackers.
Okay.
I don't know. Isn't that Joanna something?
Yeah, so she's I'm running a panel today for Teachable, and she's one of the people that I'm running it with. I've never met her before. I just got introduced via email last week to her. She's been crushing it, by the way. She's doing really, really well, especially on Teachable. So she's been clearing up, and she's been doing affiliates, so we're asking a bunch of information on some of that stuff. So check that out, because she rose, well, somewhat, quote-unquote, quickly. So take a look at that.
Joanna Weeb, Lance Jones.
Yep.
Okay. I've seen her. Guest post for us. Very nice. Although she's aiming at
copywriters. Yeah.
Okay.
Specifically.
Yeah, I'll have to think about how that. Cool.
So what I would start looking into, and I don't know, I'm supposed to look at her site later so I can know what to ask her on the thing today. she's one of the top people at Teachable. So she's teaching conversion copywriting, right? That's sort of her whole thing. So she's teaching something very similar to what you're teaching.
Yeah.
So what I would try and do is take a look at on if she has a specific Facebook group, if you can sort of dive into who she's attracting with what this is, so you can start to get the idea a little bit better. Because she's going after freelancers specifically. So she talks about how do you get more clients and that sort of thing, which, like you said, is not necessarily what you're doing, but this will just hopefully be helpful for you to go down that path. Because she's got a lot of comments on a lot of her posts also. So if we can take some of that stuff and be like, ooh, this post worked really well for her, right?
Okay, cool.
That might be helpful for you also.
She looks really familiar.
That's what I said, too. She looks so familiar. She's speaking at Jeff Walker Product Launch Formula. She's speaking at a lot of places also. She's sort of a bigger, quote-unquote, name in some of the stuff. So anyway, that's just a resource for you to start looking. So
that's where
I would start going down the path of, okay, if it is VAs, well, a lot of VAs don't have that much money or they're trying to go down the copyright path. So I would, before we really know that that's your avatar, I would talk to some of them and see if they'd even want to care about their copywriting skills. Because you know there's a wide variance of copywriting, and if they're not willing to pay for that skill set, if they're looking to transition to become a copywriter to make more money, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to know what's in their wheelhouse and what they're thinking of in their own brain. Because if they can't get paid more, or if they can't, you know what I mean, unless it sets them apart in the market, like you'll learn so much when we actually chat with VAs specifically.
Okay. Cool.
All right, did anyone else have anything to say on what we were just talking about before we move into some other amazing tactics for Lane? Nothing. Okay, so I know in your post you also talk, and I want to make sure you're running this, of course, too, but you asked for other ideas on driving traffic to that post and other list building ideas, so let's make sure we can go from there.
Yep, would love to hear anything people have for other promotional ideas for bringing people in.
I know this person that does, she does some writing for me, and I've been getting a lot of traffic through guest posts. So I have this person do the writing, and then we post in a place where all the people happen to be, and then they come over to my site and then buy stuff. It's working really really well.
She sounds amazing.
I like this person. She does sound amazing.
I think I need to hire
her.
Tell
me about it.
Maybe this person should forget about list building and just keep doing what she's doing.
Or I think this person would probably find this work really well for her own list.
Well, I just saw that Copy Hacker. Oh,
yeah,
I was going to say on the Copy Hacker site, they take guest posts, so I made a note of that. So,
it's a really good point, by the way, to be like, oh, wait, I'm really smart in this. I actually I do know what works for my clients. Oh, I need to apply that for me. Now, of course, I know you already know this, and we want to give you new things for you to try technically, but if it freaking works, then we do it. So if your goal, and I want to make sure that we're not going in 1,000 directions on this, right? If your goal is list building because you want to build a beta, then you only need 50 or 100 people on this list in order to get a 12-person beta going. So please don't think that you're like, I'm going to list build, so my list is 1,000 people. Like, we really don't have to go that crazy. I would much rather have you honing in on what this beta is and what people are willing to pay for. That way we can write our copy on what these 12 people are like. Does that make sense? Because you going after 1,000 people isn't really going to be helpful if only, you know, 100 of them are these types. So we want to do the crazy level up stuff, which is what where Scott is. Scott knows his avatar like the back of his hand. He's like, just let's get in front of these people. No wonder why guest posts are working, right? I know exactly where they hang out. So ideally, I just want to make sure that we're not overshooting for you because you're like, I want to list build, right? Because that's always a separate thing. You could cold call and get 12 if we really needed to, right? So so instead of just going all in on the list building side, let's come up with these list building strategies specifically to try and get your 12 people for your first beta as the goal. So that way the work that we're doing now actually aligns with the goal that we have coming up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It's one of those things is I always relate it to planning the wedding. Like, you can't pick a place till you pick a day. You can't pick the day till you know this. You can't get your invitations till you know the day and the place. And so it's like you just got to put a stake in for something and then build everything else around. And that's where I get really – I freeze up because I don't want to put the stake in the wrong place.
Okay, let's do this. And, all right, I'm going to hone in. I'm going to tell these people on this wonderful mastermind what they can give you that will be helpful, okay? So let's say our goal right now is to get 100 of who you think your avatar is, right? Because that's sort of where we're at right now. We don't totally know. Ideally, and I'm writing these actually down for you, Lane. Ideally, what I would love for you to do, and sorry, guys, if I take over some of this stuff, but we only have 10 minutes left. Ideally, what I want for you to do is talk to the people, so ideally 5 of them, that you think is the right. So those VAs that you were talking about, let's talk to them. I mean, it can be email. It doesn't have to be cold calling, right? But let's see if you can identify and just chat with a couple of them and see if they care. Because if they don't care, that's really good for you to know to not spend all your time list building to people that are VAs or whatever. I know, like you said, you're going to attract who you want to attract, but I just want to make sure that we're going after the right one. So you can sort of do both of these things in tangent, so it's not like you have to go, well, I can't, you know, do any list building until I talk to these VA people or hone in after something else. That's totally fine.
Right.
But if you were to think of to get 100 people, right, who we think our avatar is on our list, can we do it with just this one post that you wrote, if this is where we think we're going, and Facebook ads? Or do we need a guest post? I want to make sure that everybody else is thinking this too, not just Lane. But what do you guys think? If Lane's goal right now is to get 100 people on this list, ideally of about the same avatar, so we can sell the beta to them, where do you think she should go? What places should she guest post if she should guest post? Do you think the Facebook strategy would be a good one for her? Let's dive in on that specific goal.
And another question, does a VA thing even make sense, or should I just go after – business owners who are making $50,000 to $75,000 and can't afford a copywriter but want to make their copy better?
I don't think you can answer that yet.
Okay.
Right? You can guess, but it's still a guess. And that's what I'm trying to hone in on. Right. So so that's why I'm saying look at Copy Hackers and see who's posting on her stuff. Hers are all copywriters. And you're like, okay, well, that of course makes sense. Copywriters want to get more clients and make more money and learn and get better at copywriting. Okay, that's logical.
Right.
The VA thing, we don't know. The business owners, we don't know. So maybe we talk to 5 of each of them and just see what they care about.
Yeah.
Because your market matters on this, right?
Right, exactly. Because like Karen and I were speaking about this. She's got a client right now who, if I had a copy class, her client, she would have recommended this class to her. I'm assuming you would recommend my class, Karen.
I told you I would.
Well, even Lane, somebody like me, I don't want to have to pay a copywriter for absolutely everything I do. I would train one person on my team for some of that stuff. So there's options everywhere.
Exactly.
And for me, paying $500 to train, you know what I mean, for a course is like mm-hmm. nothing. But I might go after copy hackers because she trains copywriters, right? So where's
right.
the nuance in that, right? So we need to be super clear
right.
on those things. But again, right now we're guessing. We don't totally know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm saying talk to those people, see if it really even matters. So like Karen, can she chat with your client? Or this is what I want, Lane. I want you to be able to chat with some of these people and just go, hey, what do you want? If you were learning this, most likely, especially on the business owner side, they have no freaking time. And they only want to, like, they probably want little scripts that are like, okay, when you name a blog post, it's going to be how to do this in this many days without blah, 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 right? So like,
right, like templates.
Simple templates, exactly. Very different
mm-hmm.
than if you're training somebody on the nuances of copy and figuring out their avatar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we need to know that stuff. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool. So anyone, any ideas for the right 100 people for Lane and how we get them?
I think in terms of time spent versus output. Like I'm just thinking about, let's say that you buy a course to go do Facebook, or you decide to hire somebody else or whatever else. I'm just thinking that for you, you could probably spend 5 hours and put out 5 pretty amazing guest posts to
mm-hmm.
5 different places where you could probably generate, you know, 20 to 50 people or something from each of those, depending on, you know, which ones they are. And
mm-hmm.
that same 5 hours spent on working with somebody to get your Facebook stuff up or learning it yourself or whatever else, I don't think is going to give you the output you're looking for. Because you don't even know necessarily who you're interested in the first place. Where are those guest posts? You could put
right.
those to three different groups and get, you know, funnel back people from all 3 different groups.
Yeah,
so
yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Thinking in terms of
yeah.
like, where do you spend your time to get a, and for what output? And could you
mm-hmm.
could you know what's the opportunity cost of doing that? So I just. Facebook works really, really well if you already know who you're after.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Thank you, Scott. So important. Lane, you already know
yeah,
what to do.
I agree.
You do this for other people all the time.
Yep.
You're amazing at it.
Yep.
It's just
that
you just aren't clear on your avatar as well. So I agree. Facebook
and I don't need 10,000 people, then maybe
yeah.
it would be Facebook ads, but I don't need 10,000 is what I hear you saying.
Exactly.
I need 100.
I've
yeah.
had people
cool.
do betas with less than 100 people on their email list. I've had people do betas with no email list at all and just cold outreach to people. So what we need is not very much, just so you know, but you do
okay.
need to be clear on those 12 people. The only betas I've ever seen fail, because this might be helpful, is when they were not the same avatar. And I've only had two. Two people have not filled their 12-person group. Or they've got quite a few of them, but they didn't end up making a product out of it. And the reason is because that the people were not all in the same position. So
mm-hmm.
One was coaching, and it was going down the path of for men and fathers and stuff. And he ended up getting 6 people in the group, which is awesome. The fact that he couldn't get 12 was something, though. But he had no list, he had no nothing, he had no website, right? And he was still
mm-hmm.
new to it. So 6 was still pretty good. Of those 6, maybe 1 actually did the stuff. They were all in different groups. Like they had different problems. I'm like, no wonder why you're killing yourself trying to solve 6 people's different problems. So the biggest thing
right.
that I care about for you is that we're solving the exact same problem with the exact same avatar.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need to hone in on
Makes
that.
Makes sense. Yep.
Okay, good.
I love it.
Awesome. I know we only have 5 minutes left, Elaine. The floor is yours. What else do you need right now? I just so you know, I'm writing an email to send to you with your action items, and I want you to write up what that next month's active actions are to get your 100 people so we can start the rest of it. So that's
okay.
the action that I want from you later. So we have 5 minutes left. What do you need right now to make sure you can achieve that?
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that, first of all, to don't overshoot, to aim for 100 right people rather than 5,000 people on a list. I don't need that. And really take a look at the cost and return on investment of doing some guest posts versus investing, you know, $500 to $1,000 a month in Facebook ads to get 100 people. So not saying that I can't still try to build a community on Facebook in this area. It's just that Facebook ads may not be the most cost-effective manner. In fact, it sounds like it isn't. So what I do want to do then is have, if I'm thinking of there's possibly three different groups for that I might want to work with, VAs, business owners who want to do it themselves and want to get better at it, business owners who want to outsource or train somebody on their team, talk to people in those groups and see if it even resonates with them. Is this something they would be interested in? And if so, what would that look like? And that's probably the first step. Because if I'm guest posting, I want to make sure that I'm speaking to the right group in those guest posts.
Sounds good to me. Anyone else have anything else to say for Lane to clarify?
Not really. This is Karen. Not really to clarify, but Lane, yeah, that one client I was telling you about,
mm-hmm.
I do think she would be open to have a conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I can, if you want, I can ask her, I can send her a message today and see if she's open. And if she is, then I'll just connect you two and you can handle it from there.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you. Yeah, that would be terrific.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Cool. Awesome. Thanks, everybody.
Are you feeling more clear?
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of unknowns, but at least I know what those unknowns are, if that makes sense.
Oh, I totally. This is what I do for a living. Yes. We have no idea. Go test it. Awesome. But at least if you know, it's the whole driving a car at night. You only need to see where your headlights go, and you can get
right.
anywhere you want, right? So,
right?
So just know that's sort of the space that you're in right now, and we're here for you. But I love that we went down the Facebook path and we're like, wait, what do you actually want? Wait, you don't need Facebook. That would have given you, that would have taken so much of your time and effort. And no offense, I don't know that it would have given you exactly what you wanted. It would have just taken a lot.
No, exactly.
The,
that
the
makes
output.
Sense.
That's why we are here.
Yeah. And that,
sure.
yeah, that doesn't mean that I can't start looking into that and, you know, just researching a little bit for the future, because at a certain point I'm going to want to go beyond the beta, but it
yep.
sounds like I don't need to overinvest in that right now when I could just start much smaller and then build from there.
So we only have 3 minutes. I want to give you one other tip to do for
yes.
this amazing article that you wrote. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would send a message. So whenever I have something that I really want to get a lot more eyeballs on, because this is an amazing article that you wrote, and I can tell you like put a lot into it, which is awesome. I would send an email to people like me and or any
uh-huh.
other influencers you know, even if the audience isn't perfect, like we were saying, even if my audience isn't like VAs or they're business owners, though, so it could be helpful, and
right.
ask me to tweet or Facebook it. So when I have something
okay.
that I really think is really awesome, like we're going to be coming out with guides, and like I want to get as much traction for those as I can. So I have a list of people, like when my book came out or when I have something very big that I want to have get more traction, I'll tweet to Chris Decker and go, hey, I would love for you to promote this. It's just an article. Can you tweet it? And usually it takes
mm-hmm.
a few seconds, and they tweet it. And it's not huge numbers, but, again, we're not looking for huge numbers for you.
Right.
But I would create that list of influencers that you know. So ask me. I'll post it on Facebook. I mean, I think it's awesome. I'll tweet it too.
Thank you.
So, but I would write up the copy. So I'd write up the copy for the Facebook post, and I'd write up the copy for the tweet, and just say, hey, could you do one or the other of these? It would take you 2 minutes to really
okay.
appreciate it, that kind of thing. Make
Great.
Sense?
Yep.
And that way we can kind
cool.
of do, without all the crazy Facebook stuff, you can kind of start seeing who's attracted to that article anyway with a couple emails, right? It'll take you 10
yeah.
minutes to write this stuff and send out some emails. I try and send 10
yep.
if I can. And that
okay.
way you can get, you know, 10 to 20 people on your email list that you attracted, which is what you were looking from that specific post.
Right, right. Okay, I love that.
I know that was the last 2 minutes, but okay, so that's one other tip for you on that. So let me know, of course, if you need anything. I mean, I think you can get 100. Pat just did a challenge, and he got 100 people literally within, like, a day or two based on some strategies. So that's another option. Sign up for his challenge that he did because he gave some cool tips on that also. So that's number one.
Cool.
Number two is Ariane. I think you are in the hot seat for next week. I'm not sure who hopped off because I know it's time to go and I'm talking a little over, but make sure you post in the Facebook group and you let us know if you need anything at all because, man, we're ending soon and it's going to make me cry, but we'll talk about that later. I know. Anyway, I'm sending you all gifts, by the way, this week for to say thank you for being a part of this. But again, you guys are amazing and awesome. Ariane's in the hot seat next week. Let me know if you need anything at all, guys, okay?
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. I really appreciate it.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.